Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Steve Martin's here, too. Steve is a founding member of our Brain Trust. He's already had his 14th anniversary show with us. Steve is the author of a number of books, including Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay. And he's one of the smartest management minds that I know, and he's our good friend, Steve Martin. Welcome back.
Jim, it's always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
It's good to have you back.
Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that, Steve. But you've been a part of that. You've been right here with me for almost all that time, and we appreciate your abiding support of what we do here on the show. And I know that in all this time, folks, even when Steve's work, he's been a great supporter of small business owners. And you're now increasingly involved in SCORE, which I'm very proud of you for, the volunteer organization that helps small business owners. So good for you, Steve. We appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's a real pleasure helping small business.
Well, it's a pleasure, and it's fun too, because small business owners are cool people, and they can use all the help we can get. Hey, Steve, we've just had 4 years of tough, really kind of a tough economy. Not a vibrant economy. The recovery's been tepid at best for most people in the marketplace. Not all, but most. And I don't know what the next 4 years are going to hold. But I think most people aren't expecting. More people are expecting it to be sort of like what we've had, rather than very much expansion. How does a small business deal with that kind of an economic environment?
No, Jim, it's really a means a change in mindset. You know, we've been through a lot of recessions before, but this is the deepest, longest, most impactful recession that we've had. We look at job growth, and it's the rate of recovery is way slower than anything mm-hmm. we've seen.
Yep.
So where in past bad times, the typical business person has just hunkered down and waited it out, I think it's time to recognize that there's a new business paradigm that's going to be with us for at least another 4 years,
yep.
which is very, very slow growth. And what I've seen, Jim, is people have cut their expenses to the bone and just tried to hang on, and now they've got to look at revenues, and they've got to look at them in a different way, and it's more than just praying and hoping that another customer is going to walk in the door. I think it's time that people sit down and look at every aspect of their revenue source, and in some cases, they might actually have to start firing customers, which is, yeah, that's about the last thing you could imagine in tough times when most people are scrabbling for every customer they can get.
Right. Well, I of course you're right, and I think that there's been a lot of pent up growth plans over the last 4 years. I think a lot of people, large and small companies, have been holding back. They've been getting their profitability act in order, basically following your advice that you've given us over the years, and getting the company to the point where whatever is going on, they can operate in that kind of an economic environment. But at some point in time, as you say, we have to say, okay, this is the hand we've been dealt, from a policy standpoint, and even though it's probably not going to create a great economic expansion, I've got to try to get more revenue. I've got to find a way to grow my business in this environment. That's what you're saying, right?
Well, yes, absolutely. That's part of it. You got to rationalize the revenues, and that means looking for those that are actually profitable for you. because I've been in all too many businesses of all sizes, Jim, both large and small, and I find they're spinning their wheels, spending money, generating products and services for customer or market segments where they're actually losing money. And they look at the top line and say,
So every new growth, every new revenue growth step should be not taken from the standpoint of just driving the top line, but everyone, you have to look at it with a dual purpose. I need to drive the top line because I need the revenue, the cash flow will help me pay my bills, et cetera, but it's also got to put money on the bottom line.
Absolutely, Jim, and that's the case. You've got to look at it from a marginal contribution standpoint, and that is to see, you know, you may have a really big revenue source, but by the time you dig down and analyze the costs, strip out your
right.
fixed costs,
right.
look at your variable costs, it may actually be costing you money or maybe such a low contribution margin that it's more of a distraction than a real benefit for the organization.
So if you've got your expenses squared away, where you know pretty much what it's going to cost to operate, to keep the doors open, then you should be able to come up with a pretty reliable gross profit margin then, right? Which is what you're talking about. And that's an area that I think a lot of small business owners don't spend enough time on. And that's the gross profit margin, in the number in the middle that helps you see whether you're making progress with a customer or not.
That's exactly right, Jim. And you know what? Sometimes when you factor in all of the details on a particular product line or customer or market segment, you might find that your gross margin is totally unsatisfactory.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a small business person who was just thrilled to pick up a very large account, much larger than they typically had. And the reality is that they thought it was going to help their cash flow, but the big customer, it's one of those nasty big customers, and they started using the small supplier as a banker.
Right.
And is not paying the bills. And you know what? There's a lot of money sitting out there that they can't collect.
Right.
And payroll's already been paid, and the net result is that this particular business deal so far has cost the company cash
right.
flow.
And it could be just because they're high maintenance. It could be because they won't let you get your margins. It could be a lot of reasons. And when we come back, we're going to talk some more about how to get this kind of revenue. And I'm also going to make a suggestion about how you track the gross profit, a little better way to track the gross profit of individual customers. It's 20 after. Right back with Steve Martin. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.